position again behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risk, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders getting endorsed by some progressives, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who is expected to formally endorse Sanders during a rally this upcoming Saturday. The Vermont senator is also getting the endorsement of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Hispanics will be the largest voting minority in 2020 for the first time ever. That's according to the Pew Research Center, which is reporting that a record 32 million Hispanic Americans will be eligible to vote next year. That's up from 27.3 million in 2016. Mrs. Doubtfire coming to Broadway? A new musical based on the classic 90s movie starring Robin Williams will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
UAW members hoping the end is near for the GM strike, that is. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and President Mark Royce are now in contract talks with top union officials, and that's giving hope to striking workers that a new contract could be coming soon. Yesterday's bargaining session, the second time that Barra has been at the table in the past week. The strike by the UAW is in its fifth week, and GM has lost over $1 billion as a result of that work stoppage. AMC Theaters has a new streaming service. The nation's leading movie theater is now going to offer the streaming service for members of its loyalty program. Now, members of the AMC Stubs program can access about 2,000 films from every major studio to rent or buy and watch at home. The company says it hopes to add films from AMC networks by the end of this year. There are about 20 million AMC Stubs members at last check. Howie Kendrick of the Washington Nationals being named the MVP of the National League Championship Series. Kendrick notching 5 hits in that series, including 4 doubles and driving in 4 runs while scoring himself 4 times. The 36-year-old, the third oldest player in history to win the National League Most Valuable Player, the Nationals beating St. Louis in 4 straight.
Good morning. This is Larry McAteen. This is home again with Larry and Jeannie. Jeannie's off this week. She should be on next week. Today we're going to talk about mold, but let's talk about a little bit to start with. This is Home Again, brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. We do full inspections on real estate purchases and sellers and buyers alike. You can reach me at 973-547-7748. Let's talk options for a minute. We always start with a little bit of a subject matter, and then we'll go from there. But I've always preached to my kids that you need options. You need options in life. And to get yourself options, what's the best way to do it? And education is probably the most important factor when it comes to giving yourself options. And what I mean by options is if you decide to do something, you want to have, you know, A, B, and C, and decide what you want to do. Because you're never going to make it all perfect. But if you don't have any options and you're stuck with one decision, then there's no decision to be made. So, and education is one thing that I had a professor in college who told me, and I know it's not his thinking, but he reinforced it, that education is one thing that nobody can take away from you. It's the most valuable thing on the planet. And if you see most countries that are in turmoil, it's the young people that are being educated in the restriction of education, and when they keep people from being educated, they try to keep them down and out. And education is something that nobody can ever take away from you. They can take your life, they can take your money, they can take your family from you, but they can never take your education. It's, once you get that in your head, it's yours for life. And school's always been important in my house, and along with athletics, and my family was big on both. And it served me well. I went to school on a football scholarship. I got a degree. And then I came out and I went to work and got an MBA at night, which I didn't think I was going to do, but I did, and I enjoyed it. And then I ended up working in the tech firms for 30 years, and now, who knows, I'm running my own company. And some of those accounting courses I took back that I thought were useless are coming back to really pay dividends, in a sense. So understand that education is something you never do. You never go without. When we come back, we got Joe Piccarello? Pacello. And John Frenzy from Green Home Solutions. We'll be right back after we do the just a couple of commercials on the weather, and we'll be right back with you. Thanks.
Hey, Pat,
did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
All right, the weather. Today we're going to get a lot of rain. I think the weatherman actually scared everybody. That was like a monsoon coming, but it doesn't seem to be too bad. But just be aware of heavy rain at times, and if you know, don't take it for granted that it's going to be heavy, and the winds may kick up a little bit. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, going to be partly cloudy in the 60s. Good time to do a walk around in your house and check your roof, check your siding. Because guess what? When the winter comes, it's going to be too late to do some of those jobs that you might want to do now, because the winter's going to be harsh on your house. So check it out. We'll be right back with our guests, and we're going to talk about mold today. So it's going to be an interesting topic. So hang with us for a few minutes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
All right, we're back. I'm here with Joe and John from Green Home Solutions. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Can we hear you? No, don't make that noise. You guys, we want to put the mic right up to your face, guys. Why don't you guys tell us about a little bit about yourselves first, so we know who we're talking to, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. My name is Joe Pacello. I'm the owner of Green Home Solutions in the greater Morris County area. Green Home Solutions is an indoor air quality company that provides services for mold remediation, disinfecting of homes, probiotics in the homes, odor treatments, and air testing. It's all geared around in keeping the home healthy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is John Frenzy with Green Home Solutions.
John, I don't think your mic's working. You got to talk right up to it.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I get your mic that's working. And this one's going to work. Just watch that. It's spring loaded. Sorry, we've got a little technical switcheroo here. Try that one.
There you go. And good morning, everybody.
Right up to it.
Good morning, everybody. This is John Frenzy with Green Home Solutions of Greater Hunterdon County. You can reach me at 908-445-0822. And again, we are an indoor air quality expert and specialist with mold and odor remediation. If you do have any issues, we'd be more than happy to assist.
Great. Well, guys, one of my biggest problems inspecting a house to the truth is I can't say the word mold because without a lab test, I can't conclusively conclude it's mold because a lot of things look like mold that aren't mold. But tell you the truth, if it looks like mold or smells like mold, more than likely it is mold. But,
true.
And everybody has some mold, I believe, in the house somewhere. You'll probably find it in most houses. But maybe you can describe, maybe some of the biggest misconceptions about mold or what people have to fear from it. Because then there's a lot of fear that's unfounded, I think, and there's a lot of ignorance about it that, that is not harmful and that I can just wash it away.
Sure. It's a good question, actually. First and foremost, every single house has mold. I mean, you open up a window, you walk through the door, you're bringing mold spores in. You're dealing with something in a lot of cases that you can't see at all. Where the concern comes in is whether or not you have growth. And growth compared to a baseline, which is your outside environment, can all be captured on an air test. The other way to determine whether or not you have growth is you can see it visibly. You can see it on the drywall. You can see it in sheathing in attics. You can see it on the rafters in attics. You can see it on cinder blocks in certain cases. And you're absolutely right. If you see it, you smell it, there's a good chance you have it, just the way it is.
So what do people have to look for? I mean, when should they, move from the normal cleaning to, oh my God, I need somebody to look at this?
Well, let's do basements. As an example, many times during the year, you don't have that kind of odor that mold releases. That musty odor, during the summertime when the humidity level is high, the odors piggyback on the humidity molecules. So what ends up happening is you start getting this big, heavy, musty smell. Well, that's usually an indication you got an issue. The other things is you could look at, if you smell something, the drywall, if it's starting to get discolored, the walls for cinder blocks, if you see a lot of what they call efflorescence, which is, water trying to intrude through the outside, mold will build up on the efflorescence, so.
That's not always the case, right?
It's not always the case.
Because I have lots of block that just that looks like a salt line on it.
Exactly.
But I don't get
it. What you got to see is like a 3D type of material that's growing on it, Right. It looks like a fuzzy type of, growth.
Fusible almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you see that kind of stuff. You have the smell down the basement. You probably should call someone like us to take a look at and see what's going on.
Okay. And one thing to always remember, we need mold. We need mold to live. Mold on the outside of the house is not decomposition. The one thing you don't want to have is decomposition inside your home. Mm-hmm. That's a key factor. Again, we all need mold. As Joe had stated before, you're going to find mold in every house. You always want the indoor area to be less than your baseline outdoor, which is the test that we do provide.
And I'd like to add one other thing is that, being on the outside and there's mold is less health risk because, you're in an open space. Inside, you're in a confined space and you're breathing this stuff in. And this is stuff that's known allergens and can get you sick.
Well, you know, and one of my biggest topics that I cover is water, I mean, in a sense. And, you know, even on outside of the house, water is the biggest enemy to any house. Because with water comes the mold, comes the rodents, come the insects, comes the decay, the wood rot. And people confuse sometimes wood rot with mold or insect damage, too. Sometimes it's just plain old simple dry rot
right.
from the water penetration. So there again, what they're talking about is managing that water so you can manage the mold and the other things that come with it. Mold's only one of the things that I see on a daily basis. But mold's sometimes one of the hardest things for me to really make that decision where it rises to the point where I say to somebody, I recommend you get a mold test. Because once I say that, that's a, you know, not a cheap test to bring into somebody's house. I mean, I'm doing a home inspection, and people say, I'm paying you, why can't you tell me? And I do explain many times, it's like the electric box, I say the same thing. I'm a general practitioner. You go to your doctor, and you have a skin rash, he may send you to a dermatologist. Why? Because a dermatologist is an expert at that. And just like I'm going to send you to a mold expert, just like I'm going to send you to an electrician, because I'm not the expert in electricity. I know enough about it to know that it's not right, and it's not working correctly, and I need somebody to fix it. That's why I call guys in like you. But what makes you guys, I mean, what do you do? I mean, people think, oh, you just clean it, so why am I paying all that money to clean it? I mean, what? Okay, I open my attic hatch, and I haven't been in my attic in 10 years, and I see black on my sheetrock, on my paneling. I have a neighbor tell me that's just normal heat damage. It's not fuzzy, it's not growing, but it's all black. I mean, is that something to worry about?
Certainly, absolutely. There's one thing that you don't have in attics, or attics do lack, is proper ventilation. And because of there's no ventilation up there, or improper ventilation, mold has an avenue to grow. Cladosporium is a specific type of mold that grows in attics on the sheathing. You see it in the form of black and black dots. You know, we do many attics. And, you know, a lot of times we don't come across mold in attics unless it's referred to us by a home inspector, to be honest with you, or a real estate agent.
People don't go in their attics.
Because people don't go in their attics. It's a non-living space in most cases.
Yes. I mean, some people have filled up ladders and everything else, but they're not really paying attention to it.
Yes, their Christmas decorations is up there.
And you're right about the ventilation, because I find a lot of it's caused by people who, you know, they feel the breeze coming out of the soffits, so they stuff the soffits with insulation. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
The breeze is supposed to come out of the soffits, people. I mean, if you see light at your soffits, that's a good thing.
Yeah, optimally you want air to come through your soffits and not your ridge vents.
And ridge vents are something that, you know, 20 years ago they didn't do. Today, if you're a roofer who's going to re-roof your house and not cut a ridge vent, find another roofer.
Exactly.
Because you really want a ridge vent. And just so people know, a ridge vent is that one-inch gap you cut in the top of the roof. And they usually do it with a circular saw. They just cut a notch out of the top of the roof, and then they put like a mesh over it so it keeps the bugs out. And then they shingle it over top of it. It gives a little bit of rise. And you see it in the house, and you see the little rise at the top of the ridge. But that means the air is coming from the soffits out there. The gable vents are probably not big enough and not strong enough and not generating enough airflow than people thought. The other thing is moisture. I mean,
you're right.
My biggest pet peeve is going to be like finding the vents from the bathrooms dumping in the attic.
Yeah.
25 years ago, people thought that was a great thing to do because the attic would handle it. But what I find is if I don't find mold around them, I find mice nests around them because the mice love the heat and love the warm, hot air.
Especially during the winter, right?
Yeah.
There's also a big misconception involving the winter. A lot of times when you're going to get that attic mold, you're actually going, in the wintertime, you're going to have a colder air outside and a warmer air inside. That's going to cause that condensation on that inside of your roof.
And that's the warm air that's leaking from the house.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you see those commercials, that's when you put that new light in a new fan fixture and you didn't see the outlet, the warm air is being sucked through that warm hole. And then it's hitting the roof and it's condensating.
Exactly, because the colder air is on the outside now. It's just the opposite.
The other biggest problem I see, and I see it in crawl spaces and basements more than I do the attics, because most people don't even go in their attics, is people decide to insulate and they put the paper facing the cold side.
Mm.
And crawl space is famous for, because you know it looks really nice when it's done.
Yeah,
you go on your back, you crawl in there, and you put the insulation up, and then you staple up, and it looks really nice paper surface. But guess what? The paper's backwards because the paper's supposed to be facing the warm side.
Yep.
And what I find is the moisture comes through the floor, settles in the insulation, and then I get this black mold right down the center of the installation.
Absolutely.
You guys see that a lot in the crawl spaces?
You do. The other issue with crawl spaces is it lacks dehumidification. You know, again, there's it's an unlivable space, you know, and there's no air circulation down there. And, you know, when the humidity builds up down there, it causes mold issues, as well as you have a leak coming from the floor above you in the living space that goes on the insulation, and you got yourself some issues.
Mm-hmm. Crawl spaces, two schools of thought, I see. One school is conditioned space.
Mm-hmm.
They seal it, they don't put vents in it.
Right.
And they put an air conditioning duct, one duct down there, just to pump some cold air in the summer and some hot air in the winter, so they condition it.
Yeah.
That seems to be the new school of thought. The old school of thought is if you have vents, but people don't do this either because they don't want to crawl in there, is open them in the summer and close them in the winter.
Yeah. You know, if you've got mechanical components down there, I suggest you have some sort of ventilation in there. Otherwise, carbon monoxide can become an issue.
Well, most of the time that you'll find, and if you'll find it furnaces now in the crawl space, to bring it outside in through a PVC pipe.
Right.
So, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, the old furnaces have to have the combustion air. That's what I'm saying. The newer houses, you'll see that they'll actually seal the crawl space. They put a rat slab down, and then they'll just turn one duct down into the space.
Yeah.
And it seems like it does a good job because, like you say, it changes the moisture and keeps it from condensating.
Right.
Because one of the things I find a lot is cave crickets. When you find cave crickets, I usually find mold.
Oh, absolutely. They love moisture.
Right. And you find them by the thousands in the crawl space.
And they're scary looking things, too, man.
They look like grasshoppers. They don't look like crickets. They look like grasshoppers.
These things jump.
They're supposed to be blind.
Yeah.
And when one jumps, they all jump. And you don't know it until you hit the first one, and then they all jump, and they scare the hell out of you.
Yeah.
What do you do? Okay, let's talk about, hang on a second. We got to do one commercial here because I got to do one at 15. So we'll do a couple commercials, but then we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what you do that's different, and how do you clean it, and why people shouldn't panic.
Sure.
So we'll talk about that in a minute.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, we're back. Hold on a second, am I back? I don't know. We're back with Joe and John, and we're Green Home Solutions. These guys do mold remediation, and I'd like you guys to talk a little bit about what you do and why professionals, you know, are doing what they do and what you have to do to clean it. Because a lot of people have misconceptions. I mean, mold gets into something. It's pretty much in there. Right? I mean, you just don't paint over it, I mean, because it'll grow back and everything else. But I'll just start with one thing. As I tell people, I don't care what you do. If you don't find the source of the water, in the heat, I don't care if you replace it with all brand new wooden sheetrock, it's going to come back.
Absolutely.
So don't have your attic cleaned and not fix the ventilation problem, because a year from now, you'll come back and let me back.
Absolutely.
I mean, mold is one thing they tell me. It's like cockroaches. Cockroaches and mold will outlive us all, and it will outlive a nuclear revolution, I understand. So.
Absolutely.
And otherwise, we'd be buried in our own trash, too. So.
I think one thing to always remember, if there's conditions for mold to grow, it will. You know, so if you have a water issue that's in a basement, you got to fix it. If you lack dehumidification in the basement, you need a dehumidifier. If you lack ventilation in the attic, you got to fix it. Otherwise, you're paying us a lot of money to do work only to come back a year, 2 years from now, and that's not something you want to do.
So you really got to look at the two-pronged approach. You got to find the problem, solve the problem, and then fix the mold.
Correct. Yeah, and that's how we
operate.
So
you said do it at the same time.
Right.
We come in. We want to make sure that we locate that source first. And then we'll figure out a remediation plan.
So you'll help with that?
Yeah, we'll make sure that we locate it, and we'll let you know about it if we can't do it ourselves. So, again, we're going to recommend somebody that can absolutely rectify the situation before.
Well, I've seen some great jobs out there, guys. I mean, where I was in a basement and scared the hell out of me. I went back 6 months later, and it was like a brand-new basement.
Right.
And that's great. But I've also seen some flipped houses where they're covering it up.
Absolutely, and it happens. It does happen.
I mean, they just sheetrock over it, and unfortunately, I can't see that. And people will get mad at house inspectors sometimes because it won't be there when they inspect the house, and 6 months later it's coming through the sheetrock, but they can't see behind the walls.
Yeah, I could tell you a quick story. You know, a perfect example. Very young couple with a very young baby. They purchased a house in Rockaway, and they were smelling musty odor, and they just didn't want to go in the basement. They asked me to come down and take a look, and you know, I'm doing moisture readings at the bottom of the drywall because that's usually where water will come in. And the moisture readings were off the chart. And I asked the guy, "Do you have a crowbar?" You know, and I popped off the molding on the bottom, and the molding was black, and you could tell it went right up into the paint. So whoever owned the house prior painted over it and slapped some molding on it to cover it up.
Yeah, I mean, I had an example of a house in Randolph that I found a little, the basement was finished, beautiful, bedroom down there with an escape area, and then in the closet where the sump pump was, I saw a little on the wall, and it kind of, I said, well, maybe you should have a mold test. They did, and they ended up ripping off the sheetrock all the way around the basement.
Yeah.
It was about $28,000 remediation project because it was growing all around the basement. It was the moisture along the French drain that was, and it was the paint that it was eating along the walls.
Yep. Yeah.
So it wasn't even. It didn't get to the point where it had eaten through the sheetrock yet, but
right.
It was still there, and it was you're gonna put your kid down there in the bedroom. You're gonna you're creating a respiratory nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. There's one. I mean, a lot of issues you could create. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you guys do when you go in? I mean, say okay, you come in. I mean, let's just talk about an attic because that's one of the things that I see most of. I mean, I get in the attic and I see all those spots, like you talk about, the little green and black spots, and then I start seeing the dark plywood. Where do we go from there?
Well, it starts off with a mold inspection. When we're dealing with a house being sold, we try to grab the home inspector's report to see what they see. And then from there, go into the attic and then see what we see. Because many times they'll show a sheathing or two, and I think the home inspector says, well, it's throughout the attic, but they show a picture, and the buyer and the seller are saying, well, wait a second, it's bigger, this says the buyer, and the seller says it's smaller. So I try to determine, you know, what the extent of it is. And then from there, we could see exactly what we need to do and form a scope of work to provide the remediation. And attics, it's mainly the same way. You know, you got a HEPA vac because HEPA vac is a special vacuum cleaner that will suck mold from the roots. I mean, it'll suck the hair out of your head. It's pretty high CFMs. And then from there, to clean the stains off, we use a hydrogen peroxide with an oxygen additive, and that'll actually pull the mold from the roots because you'll see it foam up. It foams up when anytime it hits any type of microorganisms. And then the last thing we do is we spray the entire base. Attic. And when I say spray the entire attic, it means everything. We're spraying the sheathing, the rafters, the gables, the insulation, and if there's any flooring, we'll spray the flooring. And then we fill the air with the spray. It's a proprietary product that we have. It's owned by Green Home Solutions. It's EPA registered. So what that really means is that anything that we claim it does, the government put a stamp on to say, yes, it does it. And it kills mold.
Do you guys lift the panels? I got a lot of attics that got plywood screwed down. You know, see, I can't lift that up, so I don't know what's underneath it sometimes. And, you know, sometimes there's a vent from the bathroom underneath it and everything else. I mean, how far do you guys go? Do you do investigative work like that? I mean, do you look for it?
Yeah, so we need to find what the source is, right? So if it's an attic, and you can usually see the vent is not properly attached to the outside, you know, you pretty much know where it's at. And you'll see the mold growing around that area. Hmm. You know, if you see it along one side, that usually means it's the north side. Usually, you know, sometimes there's high tree coverage. And the reason behind that is about 20 years ago, they changed from crushed shingles to crushed stone on shingles to limestone. But the problem is limestone harbors water, and it keeps it wet. And the north side doesn't get the kind of sun the south side does.
That's why we get the algae growth.
Yeah, so if you ever go into a neighborhood, you can see the algae growth on the roofs on one side of the neighborhood, but you won't see it on the other side of the neighborhood, and the reason is because it's in the backyard.
Right.
You know, so, and if you look in those attics, there's a lot of times you'll see the mold on one side, but the other side of the sheathing, you don't see anything. It's nice and clean.
So, hey, let me ask you, that we've called it algae on the roof. Is that algae or is that mold?
It's outdoor. It's technically algae. You know, indoors it's mold. When people say it's mildew, on the inside it's mold.
Okay. That's interesting because I heard somebody say that's mold. I said, well, technically we call it algae, but it does. You know, and people say, well, it doesn't do any damage. Well, it does because it'll eat the asphalt right in the shingle.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
It won't eat the fiberglass base, but it'll eat the asphalt right out because the asphalt is organic.
You know, and algae is not the only thing that grows on the roofs. You know, you got moss that will grow on roofs, right?
Moss,
lichens.
And algae, yes.
You know, same thing. You know, so it's a food source for a lot of different organisms.
And that's the problem is that it eats through the shingles, and,
sure.
And you also got to be careful washing it off because some people get their scrub it and they scrub the shingles.
I mean, exactly. The
stuff that I used is you spray it on, it dries up and blows away. You know
what
I mean?
That's what you want.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like a pesticide, really.
Right.
That's what it is. Right.
And again, that's on the outside. It's better to be on the outside. You just don't want that on the inside of
correct.
Your house.
Yeah. Okay. That's
so, is any black on the plywood a concern? I mean, is any time it turns black, is it just age? I mean, I've had houses that are 100 years old that are. Black, but I don't think it's mold. I mean, it just looks like the wood is, you know.
It depends. If you know, it really is. The only way to really confirm, and look, John and I have a trained eye to say, you know, that's mold. I mean, it is what it is. You could say it is to do like a biotape lift test or a swab test. That'll give you a stamp on whether or not it is mold or not.
Is there any danger to mold that was growing that's not growing that's dormant? I mean, supposedly we had a leak at one point, and there was mold there in it, but they had the roof fixed and everything else. And I see a lot of what we call previous water damage.
Right.
And it's no longer there, and there was no water source, and it's dried up, but there's still, you know, it looks like there's maybe still. I tell people mold is resilient, too. If you introduce water, it'll come back alive.
Yeah,
it will.
But,
accurate?
You know, a lot of people don't understand that dead mold is just as harmful as live mold. Has the same mycotoxin properties, you know.
Right.
So if you're breathing that stuff in, it'll get you sick.
Okay. The good news is it's not growing. It's at least it's not getting worse.
It's not getting worse, yeah. But if it's still hanging around, it still can harm you. Sure.
Okay.
As long as it has a source, it could still be there. It could be food and water, but as long as it has a food source, it could still be there partially.
Yeah. Well, that's the concern is that I say, you know, okay, it's not growing now, but tomorrow it gets water. Guess what? It'll grow.
Right.
You could even your relative humidity could go up. If your relative humidity goes up, well, then there's your water source.
Yep.
It already has a food source, but now all of a sudden it has a water source.
I do want to address one of the questions that you have because what are some of the misconceptions? One of the misconceptions is that bleach will clean mold or kill mold, and bleach does not. If anything, enhances it because there's water properties that is in bleach, and bleach is a surface cleaner. So it doesn't get into the root of the problem because, you know, mold's a fungus, and fungus has roots. If you don't kill the roots, you're not killing the mold.
Right. Well, I've been telling people, and I've got a, you know, like we talked about a little bit before, but it the only time they told you to introduce bleach when you're cleaning mold is when you had a sanitary sewer involved because the bleach helps you with the sanitary sewer. It doesn't help you with the mold.
Right.
So you know, you don't need to put that, you know, bleach in it because it's not cleaning it. I mean, it's not doing anything to the mold. It's only doing things to the bacteria that might be from a sanitary sewer.
Well, the biggest example I always give is look at a bathroom. A lot of people get bathroom in the grouts, on the ceiling. They lack ventilation, whatever, right? So they clean it off with bleach, and then a month later it's back. Right. You know, because you didn't do anything. You cleaned it. Absolutely, the look is not there. And think about what bleach does to your pants. You get a splash of bleach on your clothing. What happens? It takes out the color, right?
Right. So you're taking the color out of the
mold. You're taking the color out of the mold. But you didn't kill it because the roots are still in the structure.
Well, and the bathrooms are a big area that I talk to people about. They think, I got a window. I don't need a vent. And I tell people, well, how many people, first of all, open the window from the top? Yeah. Second of all, even if they open it from the top, there's at least 12 inches of sheetrock before the ceiling.
Yeah.
And that's 12 inches of steam that isn't getting out.
Correct.
And this, I don't know about you, but in my bathroom, the steam fills from the top down.
Yep.
So guess what? Even if I open the top of the window, which most people don't, you're still getting 2-3 feet of steam in the bed, in the bathroom that's just...
Water droplets on the ceiling.
Well, you see it in the walls. You see the running marks down the side of the walls.
Yep.
That tells you get a lot of moisture, and if you do it every day, it's a consistent, then you're going to get the mold.
Right.
Now, if you use that bathroom once a month, probably won't get it because it doesn't have any water 29
exactly.
days.
Yes.
But my shower gets used three times a day, every day.
Yeah, and well, certain families, I have three daughters, and they take 45-minute showers. I'm in and out in 10 minutes, the most,
Right.
My daughters forget it. It's like a sauna in there when they're done.
That's why I tell people, even if you're a window, if you can't have an option to do it, put a ceiling vent in.
Yep.
One that moves enough air.
But it's vented also.
It's vented outside, either through the roof or through the soffit. It has to be vented outside.
Yes.
I said, it'll cost you a couple bucks more, but it has to be done.
Yep.
And too often I find it vented in the attic. I mean, it's just laying in the attic, or the insulation's pushed back from it, and it's just blowing right there. And I tell you what I find more than even I find the mold is I'll find a nice little mice nest near the opening because they love the fact that every morning they get a warm bath.
That's right.
I mean,
they're taking a shower with you.
They'll find that spot. I mean, In the basement now, a lot of people have basements, and I do a lot of historic, and we even have software that says, historically, some basements have water, have moisture.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing you're going to do about it. I did a house on the Delaware that was 220 years old, stacked stone foundation.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop the water.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have dampness in that basement. But yet the basement, tell you the truth, I didn't find any mold, visual mold. There may have been some in there.
Right.
But I didn't find any. Like, I found worse in some houses that are, But what should homeowners be looking to do? I mean, one of the problems I see a lot of people, they'll have a sump pump, and they'll drain the condensation pump from the air conditioner into the sump pump.
Yeah.
And then they'll drain the dehumidifier into the sump pump. And I'm like, you're putting water in a hole in the ground that's evaporating back into the air, that's going through the air, across the basement, back into the dehumidifier, and then back into the hole. So you're circulating water.
Right. It's very important to have a proper cover.
A cover, yeah.
Yeah, for a sump pump. And I can't begin telling how many times we walk into a basement. And basement's the majority of our work. We come across attics, but that's usually found through a home inspector for somebody buying a house. Yeah. So basement's a big portion of what we do. And, a lot of people lack the humidifier. They don't have a sump pump cover. Or, they got an open drain in the French drain. And guess what's sitting in there? It's water. So it's just promoting humidity in the basement. Basements has to be dehumidified. I always say this to put a stamp on people people understand. The White House needs a dehumidifier if it has a basement. Every basement needs a dehumidifier because once the humidity level rises above 45%, there's conditions for mold to grow. And you really need to control the humidity level by having a dehumidifier.
Yeah, because that's why a lot of people will condition to finish when they finish the basement.
Right.
They'll make sure they condition it with the air conditioner and the heat. Just
so it helps create circulation.
They manage the humidity level.
Sure.
So what you should be doing is measuring the humidity. You mentioned a good factor there. There's things you can measure humidity with. So you're saying that 45%, you're in hot water in a sense.
When it gets around that 50% mark, then that's the area where conditions, and let me also add, you don't want to go below 35% because if you have a finished basement, it's potential for the drywall to crack. So you want to really keep it in that 40% range. And that's what I tell people. They don't have a dehumidifier. I tell them where to go get a dehumidifier, set it to 40%. They all have humidistats built into it. So when, the humidity level goes below, it'll automatically shut shut off. When it goes above, it automatically turns on. So it's extremely important.
That's something new for me, so I'm going to make sure I change. You look at my setting on my humidifier. Because I tell you what, I dumped that bucket.
Yeah, you need a digital one. They have humidistats in it. Today's dehumidifier a lot better than those old ones that have a little dial on it.
Well, it's slow, medium, and high. Works.
But yeah. another key factor is, don't forget, you can't just use a normal dehumidifier. A lot of people will buy a dehumidifier at a department store, and they have to drain it. But what happens? Well, the dehumidifier shuts off when it's full. So if it's not self-draining, and you don't go down in the basement three, 4, 5 days, just because a lot of people don't go in their basement that often, now all of a sudden that relative humidity has risen again.
Oh, no.
It has to be self-draining. That's key.
I
don't mind every day because I go buy it every day because it's next to my
office. I got to tell you, that is a great point because I can't begin to tell you how many times we've had to do mold. And you see mold on desk, on furniture, on items. You know, it's humidity related, right? You know, because they went on vacation during the summer and the dehumidifier shut off on its own because it was full. And then they came back a week, 10 days later, and their basement's full of mold.
It grows that fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had a little mold issue in my basement. It was right in my office. I started smelling it, and I couldn't figure out where. And in my closet, I had this stack.
Yeah.
And looked at it, and I looked on the bottom, and the carpet was a little wet. And then I looked at the molding, and the sheetrock was a little black. And I said, I've got a little mold. And I said, where's the water coming from? And the back side of the stack, I felt this water line. And I tied a rag around it, and a couple hours later, it was wet. The rag was wet, and I couldn't figure out. No, but it was coming from the shower, and it wasn't the toilet, because when the toilet flushed, it went by fast.
But the steady.
Yeah, but when the steady, it found a hole, and it weeped out.
Yep.
But the toilet or the sink running wouldn't do it, because that was too quick.
A flush.
Yeah, it was a bullet going by. Yep. But my son's taking that shower, that 30-minute shower. And
the sauna.
I couldn't figure out. Nothing's been touching that stack in 20 years. But I did the kitchen over 20 years ago, and I'm thinking I got to take the tile. And I had a new gadget for my home inspection. It was a fiber optic camera, and I stuck it up through the hole.
Yeah.
And sure enough, my father-in-law, who's a great carpenter, every 16 inches, two nails in the baseboard. Well, the stud was 14 inches because the stack was behind it.
Right.
Nailed it right through, and the two tips were rusted away.
Yeah.
So the two tips of the finished nails were in the copper pipe for 20 years, finally rusted out.
Yeah, finally degraded. Yeah.
Yeah, finally degraded, and now they were dripping out. So now I only had to open up a small portion of the wall, and I had to solder it, and then I covered it with Flexol and, you know, put a big rubber thing. Solved the problem. But if I didn't have that camera, I'd been ripping open walls to find out where.
Yeah,
but I knew exactly where, and I didn't have to – the bath was all tile on the other side. I'm thinking, oh, my God. But – just a little drip, and I had mold.
Well, there you go. That tiny little hole.
In the shower, and when you took a shower, it would drip out and run down. And it was amazing. When I tied the rag around, I didn't realize it, but you couldn't see it. I mean, it was, you know, the drip wouldn't come down the front. It was coming down behind.
Right. Right. It's a bad spot.
Yeah. It's like it knew to hide from my eyes.
Yeah. You became an investigator. But you found it. That's fantastic.
Well, I just had a hunch that I said, the only thing that could be going through that pipe, I said, is those damn nails. I mean, it's the only thing in the area.
Yeah.
And sure enough, and I measured over 16 inches from the stud. And there's my father-in-law's two nails, 16 inches dead center.
Yep.
Well, the damn stud wasn't 16 inches. I mean, it was... But when I got the picture of it, and it's funny, I got it in my phone, I'll show you later, but there's two finished nails from the nail gun, boom, boom, right in the pipe.
Right there, yeah.
But, okay, tell me what you guys do. I mean, what services do you offer other than, we talked about mold, I mean, remediation, but there's a lot of services that go with it. I mean, do you do floods? Do you do, I mean, other things? I mean, do you only do mold and air quality?
No.
Also odor.
Yeah, go ahead.
Odor's a huge factor. You know, a lot of times you'll have a homeowner, let's say has an odor, it may be in the basement, it may not be mold. It could be a multitude of things. And sometimes you could have a VOC, a volatile organic compound, and again, it might affect somebody a little bit differently than it would, say, their husband or their children. We offer odor remediation. We also offer the odor remediation, of course, to a lot of realtors. That's a huge factor with trying to sell a home. And also we have Halosil, and I know Joe
Yeah.
Joe's already done Halo Cell.
Sure, sure. Well, so I guess when you look at the range of services that we have, mold remediation is our core business. We do air testing to validate things in that as particulates. We could also do, and we're going to be getting into allergens as well for testing. And beyond mold remediation and air testing, we do odor treatments. Many times when you're dealing with a real estate transaction, they come into a house where there's a cat urine smell.
Well, I was just going to...
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, but I want to come back with that because I didn't know that, you know, that's... Because pet dander and pet urine... And unfortunately, even I've had some homes where I've done seller's inspections for elderly people that the urine smell is huge.
It is.
And you know,
and they're the worst.
People will walk in the door 1 foot, and they're moving.
Yeah.
Could have been a potential buyer, and that's it.
And the house is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, but guess what? It's not going to sell for anything. But people just... So we'll come right back with that because I want to talk to you about that because I think a lot of listeners don't know what to do with that.
Sure.
What do you do? I mean, the normal Lysol doesn't work.
No, God, no.
No, no. Nope. So hang on 1 second and we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Okay, we're back.
If it's pouring,
we're going to talk about mold early on, but now we're talking about odors. And you've all been in that house where there's that big ass dog or herd of cats, and you smell it. And I tell you, when I bought my house, my wife went into a lot of houses. She took 3 feet, steps in, and her nose would tell her we're not buying this house. How do you address that?
Yeah, first and foremost, we need to define the source. And if we can't, it becomes very difficult. I always tell people when it comes to odors, you know, we could walk into 100% horrible situation, but we could make it 95% better, you know, which is huge. Cat urine is the absolute worst odor you could possibly have. They have some sort of chemical in their urine that just resonates. And when it gets into concrete or it gets into wood floors, you know, there's a protocol that we have to follow in order to get a lot of that stuff out. For instance, in basements, if there's a cat that has been urinating on the concrete floor, floor, the concrete will actually absorb the urine. So we have to go down there with some specialty glasses and like a purple strobe light to find exactly the areas in where the cat urinated, and then follow the protocol, which is basically a hydrogen peroxide with an oxygen additive, because what it does, it'll pull the urine up. And then we have to put baking soda on top of that to absorb it, and then shop vac it. So imagine doing that for a whole basement and doing several applications of just that, you know, in order to resolve the problem. Then we also do an ozone treatment, because ozone always helps with odors. And then the last thing we do is we use a what we call a refresh air times two, which is a solution proprietary to Green Home Solutions. It's an enzyme that attacks the odor molecules at a molecular level, you know. And then
so how about things like smoke?
Smoke is a different application, a different protocol, because you have to actually wipe the soot off the walls. And if there's rug, you have to pull the rug up. You know, it's not as complicated as spraying Lysol. I mean,
well, it's funny because, you know, today, you know, it used to be that, you know, you live in a family of smokers, it was no big deal.
But absolutely.
You walk into a house that has a smoker that lives in the house.
Oh, that's an issue, yes.
You see it, you smell it day one.
Yes.
Yeah, you smell
especially
it day one.
People that do not smoke.
I mean, you've been in a car, you go in a car, there's no ashtrays anymore, but I tell you what, you can tell if somebody smokes.
Absolutely, you know, and it gets into, you know, for cars, into the fabric, you know.
It's in your house.
It's in the house, it gets into the walls, so it's a lot more extensive than a lot of people think. You don't have to tear the walls down necessarily, but you gotta actually wash the wall with a microfiber towel.
Well, and I can see, you're saying about the fabric. I mean, if your furniture all has smoke in it, I don't care how much you clean.
Difficult, yeah.
People are going to still smell it in the future.
One of the worst things that somebody can do, too, is just come in and not treat the smoke and just apply paint.
Yeah, you encapsulate it. You can't get to it. You got to take walls down now.
Yes.
You know.
Well, it's funny you talk about that, because I remember I used to work for the Board of Ed when I was in high school and college, and we used to watch the teacher's room, and this was when you could smoke in school. You know, the teacher's room, they all smoked.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we washed the windows.
We called it the scrounge lounge back in the day.
You go there with a squeegee, and you wash the window, and you pull the water down, and it'd come off like coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you're like, this is like pure nicotine. Yeah. You know, it's like concentrated nicotine. Yeah. And the cinder blocks would be like literally, it came off the color of coffee. That's how bad it was.
That's how bad it is, absolutely. So, so odor is a different animal altogether, you know, and
can't cover. I mean, I go to houses, and you know, somebody says, you know, they always make cookies, so the house smells nice. You know, that's fine. But when you go into a house and you have a plug-in air freshener in every room,
it's just masking it. That's all. It's
no,
doing.
But you know that my red light goes on.
There's an odor problem.
You know, there's an issue.
I said there's an issue here.
Yeah.
You can spend $40 on plug-in air fresheners.
Just because
I like the smell.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is for people who sell in homes, you know, a lot of cooking odors, like you just brought up, some stuff smells really good, but some it gets pungent, you know, like curry smells and things of that nature.
But
it's treatable.
No, but different ethics, because I've been in some places where, like you said, there's a lot in the Indian present, and the curry is very strong.
Yeah.
And I find it offensive. It says I'm not used to it. You know what I mean?
So you're not used to it.
It's irritating to me.
But think about somebody who's trying to sell the house, you know? Trying to purchase the house, you know? And that's the
limiting your audience.
That could be a huge mitigating factor. Somebody could walk in the front door, they have that smell, could have been a potential buyer, and they turn around and walk back out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just for a simple odor.
Well, because odors, I mean, are difficult. I mean, you just mentioned a couple of things that are – there are treatments. There are special ways to do it. I mean, that's why we use professionals. I mean, unfortunately, you know, you can't do it all yourself. Some of the stuff you probably can, but if you don't know, I mean, there's a lot of information in the web out there. Maybe you guys want to give your information again on the website. Because these guys are local. They're in Morris County and Hunterdon and Warren and Somerset area, right?
Yep,
and Morris.
So Morris County, Hunterdon County, Warren?
I get into Sussex. I also get into parts of Essex and a little part of Union.
And then John, you come
over? Basically Warren, Hunterdon, Bridgewater, Somerville area, down to Flemington, of course.
So these guys are local, and if they can't help you, I'm sure they've got counterparts that they can point you to, too. So
absolutely.
Maybe one of you guys can leave, you know, we can wrap up here, but we can leave our name numbers so people remember who you are.
Yeah, so my name is Joe Pacello. I'm the owner of Green Home Solutions. Solutions, Greater Morris County. I could be reached at 973-668-4350. And all you have to do if you want to look us up on the website, it's greenhomesolutions.com.
And again, John Frenzy, the owner of Green Home Solutions of Greater Hunterdon County. I can be reached at 908-455-0822. And again, the website is just greenhomesolutions.com. You can type in your zip code, and it will automatically bring us to either myself or Mr. Picacello.
And let me just also add, anything outside those areas, we could still help you.
Right. Well, I realize that you guys are basically a remediation company that specializes in that. So.
Yeah, so we're an indoor air quality company. We do disinfecting, probiotics. That's a different story. People could ask about that. We do treat for people with Lyme's disease, autoimmune disorders, cancer patients, and things of that nature. We definitely help those people as well.
Well, that's good to know, because I mean, I didn't know that. See, you learn something more every time we talk. I'm sure I'll have you guys back, because we could specialize in just... And mold is a big aspect of my inspection, because people ask me, I'm not a mold inspector. I can recognize it, I can recognize conditions that support it, but I'm not an expert at it. And, I don't pretend to be, So, I want to be able to turn to people and say, okay, this is what I think it is, and here's somebody you can call. But call these guys, and I'm sure they'll be happy to answer any questions or point you in the right direction. If they're any good businessmen, like I think they are, if you can't help somebody, the best thing you can do is point them in the right direction and get somebody that can help them.
Yep.
And I think we're all in that business together. So this is Larry from the Hunterdon County Chamber, live radio. It's Home Team Inspection Service. Again, remember, I do home inspections, and we try to find all these things out for you so you don't have to buy into it without knowing. And again, these are issues that come up in almost every house. You heard him say it, that almost every house, they could find mold in any house, even a brand new one probably. I was reading something the other day that said they can actually track the DNA of mold to, like, Georgia. It's in the air, and it travels in the trade winds. I mean, When you think about it, it's everywhere, and it's something that we do need. And a lot of mold, I mean, we all know about penicillin and cheese and everything else.
Absolutely. That's the good stuff.
It's funny how it works, right? But it's nothing to fear, but it's also education, I think. And I think knowing what you're dealing with is the best thing. So if you have any questions, give me a call at 973-547-7748. Or you can always email me at lmcentee, that's lmcentee, at hometeam.com. Jeannie will be in next week, and then on the 30th, I think we're going to do a show together. So join us every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. Have a great day. Thanks.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker, who testified exclusively last week behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry, is back on Capitol Hill. A surprise follow-up deposition, again, behind closed doors. And a former senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Michael McKinley, is also being deposed behind closed doors. Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence are heading to Turkey, hoping to get a ceasefire in the Turkish invasion of northern Syria, which has been targeting the Kurds, who'd been fighting with U.S. forces to rid the region of ISIS.
It's precisely the reason we're headed there today, to try and take down that set of risk, most importantly for the United States, to ensure that the work that has been done to reduce the risk to the American people, which after all is our first and foremost priority, to reduce the risk to the American people, is fully addressed.
He was speaking on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders getting endorsed by some progressives, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, who is expected to formally endorse Sanders during a rally this upcoming Saturday. The Vermont senator is also getting the endorsement of Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Hispanics will be the largest voting minority in 2020 for the first time ever. That's according to the Pew Research Center, which is reporting that a record 32 million Hispanic Americans will be eligible to vote next year. That's up from 27.3 million in 2016. Mrs. Doubtfire coming to Broadway? A new musical based on the classic 90s movie starring Robin Williams will open at the Stephen Sondheim Theater next spring. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5255.